Hello, this presentation of Basic ABA Principles was created by Milestones Autism Organization, a nonprofit organization dedicated to training parents and professionals of best practice approaches to working with children on the autism spectrum. If you would like to find out more information about Milestones or find autism resources, go to www.milestones.org. My name is Kirsten Johnson. I will be presenting this topic. I am the Outreach and Program Coordinator for Milestones. My biography is available on the website. This podcast was created for parents, caregivers, and tutors as an informational guide to the ABA basic tools and techniques. The podcast is not to be used as a training tool. The podcast serves as a prerequisite to other Milestones family workshops. Part 1 of Basic ABA will be defining what is ABA. Throughout the presentation, I will be stopping and asking ASR questions that will be answered immediately afterwards. If you have any questions, please email me at milestonesorg@gmail.com. What is ABA? ABA stands for Applied Behavior Analysis. I will not get too detailed on the history, but want to be sure you know that it is research-based. B.F. Skinner is the experimental research responsible for the basic principles that was used to develop ABA. It wasn't until the 1960s when Dr. Ivar Lovaas started applying these ABA basic principles to children with autism spectrum disorder. I encourage you to check out Dr. Lovaas' website at www.lovaas.com, and he has a lot of great references to how to use ABA in the natural environment, such as at the grocery store, and he also has an online ABA family support group. ABA is based on learning and behavior principles such as reinforcement, prompting, and shaping. These are not the only principles that are used, especially when working with behaviors. ABA is an umbrella that encompasses many different styles of learning, such as discrete trial training, verbal behavior analysis, direct instruction, pivotal response intervention, incidental teaching, functional assessment, and picture exchange communication, which is more well known as PECS. These all use the same basic principles of ABA. Some of the mentioned ABA styles are more structured than others. Discrete trial training is done in a one-on-one teacher-directed setting, where incidental teaching is done in the natural environment and it's more child-directed, which means you would follow the lead of the child and outside of a structured environment, basically at the floor or outside or in the kitchen if you were teaching them how to make a snack. So if someone says they're using ABA, you may ask them in more detail how they use those techniques. Great, you've made it this far. We're going to have our first ASR question. Number one, what are some basic principles of ABA? One, give candy, receive candy, or eat candy. Number two, reinforcement, prompting, and shaping. Or number three, Lovaas, incidental teaching, or pivotal response intervention. The answer is two, reinforcement, prompting, and shaping, and we'll be discussing this in the different parts of this presentation. If you got that answer right, good job. If you didn't, you may want to rewind and review. So why use ABA? Well, like I stated before, it is evidence-based. It is backed by many years of research. And although it has not been proven to cure autism, it does show effective results in teaching new skills, decreasing challenging behaviors, increasing communication, and promoting independence. Many people think that ABA can only be used for early intervention. After I describe some of the tools of ABA, you will see that it can be used for any age to teach academics, social skills, self-help skills, job training, leisure skills, and it can be used with any age with a spectrum of abilities. Okay, great. You're at your second ASR wake-up call. The question is, why should you use ABA? A, it's research-based and being used effectively with all children and adults to teach new skills. B, because the teacher told me so. Or C, because it's just so darn easy. And the answer, of course, is A. It can be taught for all ages and for different skills. If you said B, well, then you're going to need some assertive training. If you are interested in starting a home ABA program, there are many books you can purchase that have a curriculum that breaks down the skills and gives step-by-step instructions. In fact, most schools that use an ABA program have purchased a curriculum. Those resources are available on our website at milestones.org under Reading Checklist. You can now get a board-certified behavior analyst certification or a board-certified associate behavior analyst certification if you don't have a master's degree, whether you're a parent or a professional. There are classes all over the country in universities, and there are online classes also. If you'd like more information on that, you can go to www.bcab.com. Please note that ABA is not just used with children on the autism spectrum, but it can also be used with typical developing children in the home and at school. It's also used with adults with drug addiction, with eating disorders, and it's also used for productivity in the workplace. In the next section, we'll be talking about choosing goals, what is attending, and discrete trials. If you have any questions, please email me at milestonesorg@gmail.com. Thank you.